let's talk about the Senate draft bill and some of the first reaction to this version of the draft.
Yeah, the Senate released their draft version of the farm bill last Friday, and the first thing I'll say is that in our view, it is miles ahead of the House bill, much, much better than the House bill, which was introduced about a month ago. The House bill, of course, slashed conservation spending, it slashed rural development spending, and it reopened some really troubling loopholes, in our view, in commodity programs. The Senate bill avoids most of those problems. The Senate bill is a bipartisan bill, and some of the things we like is that the Senate bill improves how conservation programs work and how they work together. The bill also combines several important programs for beginning farmers and for local and regional food development and increases their funding. So those are two things that we really like. We do have some concerns and some things we're trying to work with committee members on as they move towards debating this bill later in the week. For example, the bill cuts funding for working lands conservation by almost $2.5 billion. So one of the big results of that will be a cut in the number of acres in the Conservation Stewardship Program. It also cuts funding for rural small business development, and it fails to close some really important loopholes that allow non-farm investors to collect millions of dollars in farm payments every year.
Starting with some of the things that you mentioned that you were pleased with, conservation, why is that such a big deal that, you know, those are supported in this version of the Farm Bill?
Yeah, conservation is a critical piece of overall farm policy, both for the support that it delivers to farmers and ranchers, and also for the ways in which conservation policy protects our land and our water and our natural resources for future generations. So we always want to see a really strong conservation title. We think that makes for good, balanced, and comprehensive farm policy.
On the flip side of that, the decrease in funding for the working lands conservation, what do you hope happens as this bill is further discussed?
So the overall conservation title holds funding level, but there are some new programs, which we like, that receive funding in the Senate bill. And as a result, where the money came out of was Conservation Stewardship Program and the Environmental Quality Incentive Program, CSP and EQIP. And the cuts there are pretty significant, $2.5 billion. And working lands conservation provides farmers and ranchers payments and support and cost share for implementing conservation on land that they are working as a, you know, pasture land or crop land. And it's really a key strategy to get widespread conservation practices on the landscape. So we hate to see any cuts from that. So we're working with committee members to see if there's any way to restore those cuts on the working lands conservation programs.
And then you also mentioned the support of beginning farmers. Why is that something that's so important?
Yeah, if you look at the average age of farmers in the U.S., it's in the high 60s now. So we know we need to be training a new generation of beginning farmers. And we know there's a lot of interest. Veterans is one area that there's a lot of interest. And these beginning farmer and local and regional food programs both provide training and support and market development that can help beginners get started. The Senate bill fails to reform commodity programs to close what we call the actively engaged loophole. We believe that farm program payments should go to people that are actually actively engaged in farming. And right now there's loopholes that allow non-farm investors to collect pretty much unlimited payments from farm programs. And that's not good for rural communities, that's not good for beginning farmers, and it's not good for taxpayers. And so we're supporting an amendment that Senator Grassley is going to introduce in the committee markup tomorrow that would close that loophole.
Anything we didn't go into detail about that you want to make sure is mentioned?
Yeah, I would just hit again on one of the troubling cuts in the Senate bill is the cut to support for rural small business programs. The Rural Micro-Entrepreneur Assistance Program in particular supports rural small business development in every state in the country, and we're fighting for an amendment to restore funding for that program as well.